السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar, on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 22nd of Rabiul Akhir, 26th of October. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. Mkizi. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses 30 and 31, and inshallah we will complete and conclude the 23rd Supara, 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala today. Almighty Allah states, addressing the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, innaka mayyit. Verily you, ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. But verily one day will come, may it do, that you also, your demise will take place and you will pass away. The Master alayhi salatu salam performed Hajjatul Wida in the 10th year of the Hijrah, came back to Medina Munawwara, and then in the month of Muharram in the ending, and then Safar in the ending, we see then the Master alayhi salatu salam fell ill at the ending of the month of Safar. And then the sickness, illness deteriorated. That Thursday, the last Thursday, the Master alayhi salatu salam commanded the Sahaba, Muru Aba Bakrin, Fal Yuswalli bin Nas, tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he must perform the imamat for the people. From Thursday night, that Thursday night, where that Isha Salat, that Thursday night, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday morning, Fajr. So 17 Salat he performed the imamat to show the people. Thani Yathnain is Huma Fil Ghar. The second of the two, chapter 9 verse 40, will be the Khalifa and will be my direct successor, and not what the Kufar Shias are saying, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And the Sahaba agreed on that, and then there was ijma and consensus, and that is what happened. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to be in the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. We see for Siddiq Akbar, it was an honor, the only person to have led so many salat in the presence, in the hayati, in the life mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his ladli, his sahibzadi, his beloved daughter, the Zawja Mutahara, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, in her house. And then that you see the Hassanain came, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu came to visit Nana Jan, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the maternal grandfather, the best of Allah's creation. The wives came, the Sahaba came, and then the day came, that Monday, they thought that the Master alayhi salatu salam has recovered. The curtains were removed for a little while, and the Master alayhi salam saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr in front, and the Sahaba the back, so much so Sayyidina Abu Bakr started going backwards, making space and place for him, for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that was the last time they saw him, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi alive. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam, between 9-10 o'clock or so, because the time duha is mentioned, charge time, that the Master alayhi salatu salam intaqala ila rahmatillah, passes away. The demise of the Master sallallahu takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was not there. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is addressing the people, cannot accept it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes, kisses the Master alayhi salatu salam on his forehead Mubarak, and says, Tibta hayya wa mayta, your life was pure ya Rasulullah, and your demise also is pure. And then he came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and told them, Man kana minkum ya'buduna Muhammadan fa innahu qad mat. Then whosoever of you were worshipping Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam has passed away. And man kana minkum ya'budun Allah fa innahu hayyun la yamut. You worshipping Almighty Allah jalla wala, he is ever loving, will never ever die. That's the time the reality came to Sahaba, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ. Then the Master alayhi salam one day will pass away, and the demise will take place. What happens to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved Beti, Sahib Zadi, Ladli, the only child of the Master alayhi salatu salam that survived at that time? All the others had passed away. She, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and she was the most beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's offspring. So what do we see? Bukhari Sharif, go open, Babu ma ja'a fi maradin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding the fatal illness of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Now she's convinced her father, beloved father, has passed away. She reads, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha reads, Ya abata ajaba rabbanda. Ah, oh my beloved father, you have responded to the call of Sustainer Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Abata Man Jannatul Firdaus Imawa. Oh my beloved father, Jannatul Firdaus will be your place, highest, highest place in Jannatul Firdaus Al A'la. Ya Abata Ila Jibrail Nan'a. We will inform Jibrail alayhi salatu salam that your demise has taken place. All this mentioned written in Bukhari Sharif. And then she would read poetry. Her broken heart. This happened on 12th of Rabiul Awal, the 11th year of the Hijrah. She passes away on the 3rd of Ramadan, in the 11th year of the Hijrah, 6 months after that. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Ama Dahikat Qattu. She never smiled in that 6 months. So heartbroken she was. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, trying his level best to give her comfort. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, trying to pacify their beloved mother. But she would read the poetry. Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such a calamity has befallen me. If that calamity had to fall on the day would be transformed into nights. Go read about Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the last few days of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And what message did the Master alayhi salam give to the Ummah? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard your salat, safaran wa hadara, whether you're at home or you travel. Over whom you have authority, fulfill their rights. Your children, O parents, you have authority over your children, so fulfill their rights. O employers, you have rights over your employees, fulfill their rights. O teachers, you have rights over your students, so fulfill their rights. Imagine, hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Akhrijul yahud wa nasara min jaziratil arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. All this in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif you will find. And then Nafidu Jaisha Usama, the army of Usama radiallahu an must be sent out to Balqa there in Palestine. So all those were the wasaya, the last farewell advices of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. And they also will die, the people. Why? Every person, everyone, creation will die. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come back as the ummati and follower of the Master alayhi salatu salam. He also eventually will pass away in Madinah Munawwara, be buried right next to the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Verily you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will pass away. Me and you will die one day. Kullu nafsin dhaikatul maut. What have we prepared for that day? Thumma, thereafter, subsequently. Innakum yawm al qiyama, verily all of you, on the day of justice, qiyama, li anna nasa yakumuna min maqabirihim, people will be standing up from their graves or wherever they are. The bodies were cremated, they will stand up in the human form, and thereafter people who drowned, their bodies were not retrieved, everybody will stand up for reckoning and accountability. In the Rabbikum yakhtasimun, and there in the presence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the Rabbikum takhtasimun, that you will be quarreling, disputing, and then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will pass the final verdict. Those people who are sane and mature, what they committed, kufr, shirk, blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism, they will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever. Eternal doom, eternal gloom. Chapter 33, verses 64, 65. Chapter 4, verse 48. And those fence-sitters who were sitting on the fence, committing a major offense, that they only had Islam on the tip of their tongue, their hearts were devoid of iman, they will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah protect us all. Chapter 4, verse 145. So, That will be the final verdict for them. Adalan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. For me and you, the grace and mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah will come to envelope, encompass us. And then we die on Iman, on Islam. Then we enter into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We go and we are sent to Jannat al-Firdaus bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judi wa karamihi wa lutfihi. Through His grace, mercy and benevolence, Allahumma ij'alna minhum, O Allah, make us of those. So that is the ultimate success. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Another part, another juice of the noble Quran is completed. May Almighty Allah bless our parents, our teachers, and all our listeners, all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Merkaz Sahaba, and our listeners of Sirius FM, and our entire team. And Allah make this sadaqah jariyah for the entire ummah, and the wasila and barakah of the Quran. Allah grant victory to our Palestinians over the haramis and the super terrorists, the Americans and the Israelis and their ilk. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, on Monday we will continue. You know, on Sundays we don't have program. So tomorrow afternoon there's a program, Inshallah Al-Aziz, between 2 and 4, the Q&A. So take note of that and make a note of it. Diarize it, Inshallah. Tomorrow, 2 to 4, the Q&A, Inshallah Al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Gaza genocide, day number 386. I send this out already on my status and to all the groups and so forth. 10,000 soldiers plus of the Israelis have been killed. That is confirmed, remember that. And dispatched to hell, roasted and toasted. Alhamdulillah. Say Allahu Akbar. And 100,000 injured, and from that 100,000, many wounded, many retired, many ran away from the battlefield. We don't want to go back to Gaza. We are fighting ghosts there, as they say. So it is the help and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala descending. Yesterday alone, 19 jutlas were dispatched straight to hell, some in Lebanon and some in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So we love them. Death. We embrace martyrdom, and the Jutlas, they hate death. Go read the Quran Sharif, chapter 62 and verse number 8. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. O Jutla, Jutli, Harami, O you Jew, you're running away from death. Death will reach you. How they were posing in front of the houses of the Palestinians. How they were mocking them. But now they dispatched to hell already. All that I sent out last night, mashallah. And we should never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Cry to Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Chapter 39, verse 53. Never become disillusioned. Never despair in the mercy of Allah. Say, speak to Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the exclusive one to show, the most merciful, merciful one of those to show mercy, Ya Rabb. O Allah, we beg of you, envelope us in your mercy. O Muslim, O non-Muslim, O people of justice and conscience, read this book. The book is written by Bob, B-O-B, Woodward, W-O-O-D, W-A-R-D, Bob Woodward. And then you will know who Biden is, who Bibi Netanyahu is, all war criminals. He exposed everything about them. These are not Muslims, these are your people. But they know the inside story, and they naming them, shaming them, and nailing them. Alhamdulillah. So go read, you can Google it, and maybe you'll find it there. The Kamal Adwan Hospital there in Gaza is under siege besieged by the Jutlas, and the Jutlas are guilty of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and so forth and so on. You know, in South Africa, you have a newspaper. I read the article yesterday. Each one of you should be reading it, the Daily Maverick. Good article, brother, of the Daily Maverick. He said, a kid is a kid. A child is a child, whether he's a Palestinian or whether he's an Israeli or a Jew. And let us leave the charade now. Let us expose who are the guilty ones and so forth. So remember, the Western media, people of conscience, people of justice, are exposing Israel. It's not a holy cow anymore. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. In Islam, we don't have holy cows. Whoever is guilty, and forever they are guilty, then we have to name them, shame them, remember them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. You Muslims, listen carefully, and this is food for thought for us. Biden, Joe Genocide Biden apologizes. You know what the Americans did? The African-American children, 18,000 of them, they may send them to boarding schools, and they told them, you must go stay with the whiteys, and they separated them from their black parents and so forth. By force, all this was done, and then the whiteys would abuse them, and sway them, and sexually assault them, and so forth, and so on. So this is your America. You Americans should not be thrilled and drilled by this to Joe Biden. You should be the one standing up and say, we want reparations, and sue Biden and the American government for millions and billions of dollars. You know how that can be done. All these Americans and Jutlas, we're going to sue them. No way they're going to go away. This was one of the biggest failures of the ANC when they negotiated with the Burkis and the Bura, the Nationalist Party, the NP, you must remember. No reparations. How the hell you make peace without reparations? So from 1948 till 1994, they oppressed the non-whites and so forth and so on, and you make a peace treaty without reparations? Remember, hasha wakallah, that will not happen in Palestine. We will make sure every Jutla has to pay for the crime of apartheid and genocide and ethnic cleansing and so forth and so on. You Americans, that is my message to you. This is the time they have apologized, and now you must make them pay. Similarly, the British, remember, they have to pay. They've said that they apologized long time ago to the Caribbean countries, Western these countries, for slavery and so forth for more than 200 years. Starmer says, we don't want to hear about this. Let's carry on with the present and the future. No, Starmer, we have to know our history and your colonial past and your atrocities and war crimes and playing with the lives of people, playing with the lives of people of color and so forth. You are the biggest terrorist, 200 years plus the slavery, and you're trying to get away with it scot-free. And your King Charles the adulterer, busy with his chameleon while she was married to Lady Di. So remember that we will encourage them. And once you have to pay to the West Indies and Caribbean countries, then you will have to pay for the Palestinians as well. We will collect it from you and from the Jewish government. So state, remember that, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, because we're telling you Jutlas, pack up and go. You can't win this war. And yesterday I sent it out. Israel announced that there are too many heavy losses for us in Lebanon. Hence, we will be pulling out in the next 1-2 weeks. What happened to Israel? The most powerful army. You can't even defeat Hamas. You can't even defeat Hezbollah. Shame on you. Shame on you, America. Shame on you, Europe. Shame on you, NATO. And shame on you, India. And shame on all the Arab tinpot dictators, haramis, murtads, who are helping Israel to murder the Palestinians and their children and steal their land and country, and yet you can't defeat them. We belong to the Mujahideen. That is Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah, al-Shaheed. Ismail Haniya, al-Shaheed, was a Hafiz of the Noble Quran. And Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. These are our leaders, remember that. And they revived the spirit of jihad in the world. If you can't speak about Palestinian publicly, ask yourself whether you're a Muslim or not. Because the Saudis will get upset. Because the Arabs will go get upset. Shame on you. So remember that Israel killed a journalist there in Lebanon. They say they're reviewing it. Your review means nothing to us. When you murdered Shirin Abu Aqila, premeditated murder, and you said you're reviewing it, what happened? Nothing happened. So your lies are coming to the fore. You are the most hated, detested nation. And Allah said 1400 years ago and more, Allah will punish you Jutlas and Jews right till the day of justice. Hitler came age, Houthis came age, Hamas came age, and Hezbollah came age, and the age are knocking the hell out of you, and another age you are going to see, oh Jutlas. So be very careful, there's no escape for you. Better pack up from there and go some other country besides South Africa. You're not welcome here, you haramis. I met people yesterday in Johannesburg who just returned from Umrah and so forth. They say you can't believe in the Haramain Sharifain, that there are big, big signs in Arabic and so forth, Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin, and maybe some in English also. Remember 2030 Expo, Vision 2030, they're preparing for that. 2030, you see, Vision 2030, then the World Cup in 2034. All this, they just buy their influence, bribery, corruption, and so forth. Money speaks all languages. Insha'Allah, our dua is the Ahle Saud will be finished by 2030. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. They are a disgrace to Islam. They are removing all the signs of Islam and Muslims. I told you now, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during his fatal illness, his farewell advice to the Ummah, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab, min Jaziratil Arab. Muslim Sharif's riwayat, go see authentic hadith. They're inviting more and more Jews, Christians, non-Muslims to Madinah Munawwara and the Holy Lands. The Muslim, Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan, if you ask me. So Indian soldiers killed by the Pakistanis, they remember near the Pakistani border, well done. Remember that they were arch enemy. Allah says in chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus. We never ever said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely will say majority of them. Look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India. Elon Musk, born in South Africa, and benefited, he and his father, from the apartheid regime, one of the richest men on this earth. Now what does he say? He says, America, you will be going bankrupt. You see that? I told you, America is going to fall, inshallah, in our lifetime. America falls, Israel falls, then all those Arab turnpot dictators, haramis, fall. I'll send it out today, inshallah, in the morning sometime. ISIS was created by the Mossad of Israel, the intelligence, and by the CIA and America and so forth. You see that? They finance them to disgrace Islam and Muslims, but they disgrace themselves. Whenever you plot and plan against a person, a country, Allah disgraces them ultimately. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And those who are plotting, planning, remember Allah is the best planner. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And then it falls on them. Washington Post. You remember Washington Post? Jamal Khashoggi. He was one of the journalists for the Washington Post. They said, we're not endorsing any of the two morons. They didn't use the word morons, obviously. That whether it is Kamala or whether it is, you must remember, Trump, they said, no, we're not going to endorse any one of them. Britain, Ajib, the funny story. I laughed and I chuckled. So some people came and they were fraudsters and they stole thousands and thousands of pounds. You know, if you count pounds and kilos. And if you count money, thousands and millions worth of pounds. You must remember of cheese. You know cheese that we eat? And then they hijacked the trucks and what have you and they ran away with it. Can you believe that? Zelensky snubs the United Nations chief, you understood? He said, why did you go to Russia and so forth? South African news, MK, Zuma's party, to pay cost. They lost the case against the electoral, you know, officials and so forth. And they said there was rigging in the elections. So now they lost the case. They will have to pay cost also. And remember that Busisiwe, she can't stay out of the news. So she was our previous public protector. There also she was impeached and removed, and now she was with the EFF, and then she said she's not going to join politics. Well, yesterday the news came, she joins MK. She likes Zuma. You see, Zuma is the magnet, so they go there. So Zuma and Malema are going to have it out now. Why are you stealing and poaching our members and so forth? Standard Bank in big problem, remember, on the 25th of the month. So the Gregorian month, we say that, remember, people get paid. But there was a glitch in the system of Standard Bank and thousands of people were not paid and they went on social media, what the hell is happening? We have bills to pay and so forth. So there is always, in man-made system, always these problems and so forth. Listen to this. Yesterday, whilst having breakfast on 702, I heard it myself, Radio 702. They said that 702 bridges. I heard it on 702. 702 bridges in Gauteng only are structurally not safe. They can collapse anytime. Allah protect us, Allah protect us. Imagine that people are traveling and suddenly the bridge just collapses. This is your South Africa. 80%, 75% of the bridges in South Africa are not safe. Anytime they might just collapse and finish. So what the hell are you guys doing besides stealing and corrupting ANC and Government of National Unity? Everything you're destroyed of this country, 902 bridges, 702 on the verge of collapse and so forth. Inshallah, our program today, 7 to 9, will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. And then inshallah, 2:30 to 3 will be Mawlana Musa Lahir. 6 to 8 will be inshallah, Brother Suleiman Esop. I will be going there to Trikha to visit my sister and them, inshallah. And after Isha in the Jami Masjid, 8 o'clock in Jamaat will be the lecture and so forth. And then tomorrow morning in the new Masjid, Masjid Usman, we will have a program there, inshallah, in Trichat. Jima Salim, we have 13, 14 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah, with a rapid Q&A, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, are ladies allowed to wear false eyelashes?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, chapter 4, verse 119, he took various oaths. One oath he took was, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, and they are the ones, remember, who will change the creation of Allah. Allah gave us eyelashes. Allah gave us everything. No, I don't like that. I go put false ones, fake ones. Absolutely haram and not permissible. One day I was in the plane and you know they come and serve you. So it looks so funny. So I asked my wife, what's this? It looks very, she said, is this false eyelashes and so forth and so on. So you must remember, I wonder if the water will go through that and so forth. If the water doesn't go through, then remember your wudu is not valid and then your good is not valid and all these false things you put eyelashes and what so and eyebrows and I don't know what else false you'll put. So remember, A to Z, all absolutely haram it is. Allah protect us.
Mufti Saab, as a beauty as a beautician, can a woman do these types of things and earn a halal rosy?
Totally haram. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith sharif in Muslim sharif is mentioned, la anna allahul wasila wal mustawsila. You ladies who are beautician and therapist and so forth, you're shaping, trimming and shaping and styling the hair of the ladies, you're cutting it and you're putting the wigs on and doing this and this, all that A to Z, all haram, absolutely haram income. You ladies must never get involved in all this. 100% haram income.
Mufti Saab, a person's wife is 5 months pregnant, baby is deformed. Doctor says child will only live for about a year in great pain. Is abortion permissible in this case?
Totally haram. Abortion is murder. We don't listen to the doctors. I told you, some doctors are quacks. You forgot what they told you in 2020? They told you there's a pandemic. It was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic. And we told you it's a scamdemic. And then you had the scholars for dollars who went to court to close the masjids and so forth. For that, we can never ever forgive them. We will name them, shame them till they apologize. And remember that therefore we say that our fatwa is those who were right in the forefront, to read salat behind them is not permissible. So we must be very, very clear on this issue here. So what are doctors? They can make 1,000 mistakes and so forth. Today, Muslim doctor, non-Muslim doctor, majority are only interested in your medical aid and making money. You turn to Allah and read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. You husband, wife, both of you cry to Allah. Wake up the Hajjud time if you can, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You can't, before you sleep, then read 2 rakats and cry to Allah. Go in sujood. Chapter 37, you know Surah Yasin is chapter 36. Chapter 37, Surah Safat, verse number. So chapter 37, verse 100, and what must you read? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children, grant me normal children. So that is what you should be reading, my brother, my sister. Leave all that abortion, totally haram and totally unacceptable. Chapter 37, verse 100.
Ufti Saab, 2 minutes midnight, I read my witr salah. Can I read my tahajjud at 2:30 a.m.?
Remember, if you read your Isha Salat, Witr Salat, and then before sleeping, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, remember you read Witr and so forth. And then Allah Jalla Wala gave you tawfiq, you woke up 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then you read the Tahajjud. And then, mashallah, that was you repeat the Witr? No, you already read Witr before you slept. So, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith, authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, La Witrani fi Laylatin. You can't read 2 Witr Salat in one night, remember that. And for the same night, yes, if one is Qadha and the other one is Ada, one you reading because you missed one last week, last month, last year, and then you reading one for that night, that's different. Yeah, you are reading 2 Witr in the same night for the same night, that is not permissible. Story time quickly to show you, this is my personal experience. First time I went to the Haramain Sharifain, 1974. My beloved parents came from South Africa. They performed Hajj in 63. Hajj was on a Friday. So I told them, I was in Karachi. They told me, come home. I said, no, you'll come to the Haram. I spent 6 weeks there, alhamdulillah. Whole Ramadan, 1 week before, 1 week after, and so forth. They spent 5 weeks. So then they used to read the Witr Salat after Taraweeh. Okay. And then in the last 10 nights, so you must remember, they used to read the 10 rakats and they used to repeat the Taraweeh also. They read the Witr also. So after Taraweeh, Witr, and after the Qiyamul Layl, the last 10 nights, the 10 rakats they used to read, so then they used to read Witr again. This carried on for years. In 83, again, when I took my beloved mother, because 82 father passed away in Ramadan, still it was like that. Then somebody brought it to their attention. What you are doing is not permissible. La witrani fi laylatin. So imagine for years and years this was carrying on, and not one sheikh picked it up and so forth. I know from personal experience, you must remember that. So you can't be reading two witr salat for the same night. It's not permissible to do that.
Mufti Saab, I want you to find out, if it's the first time doing Umrah, do we have to complete 40 namazes in Medina?
There's no such thing, whether it's the first time or the last time or the middle time or whatever. There's no must about it. Most to most is mustahab, is sunnah. The hadith is reported, remember, on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, in Mustad Ahmad and so forth. But from indal muhaddisin, from according to the muhaddisin and scholars who are masters in hadith, the hadith is a weak hadith. If you read 40 salat for the men, there behind the imam, you never miss one rakat also behind the imam in the masjid, Masjid Nabawi. Then there are great virtues, bara'atun min al-nifaq and najatun min al-adhab. You will be safe from the punishment and you will be free from, you must remember, nifaq and hypocrisy and so forth. So it's very good. We did it many a time with the help and mercy of Allah. But there's no must about it. Remember, your package is such, you only got 3 days, 4 days, it's fine. And then you go to Makkah and so forth, or you finish Umrah and then you come. So all these are flexible issues. You must not make it a compulsory thing. That definitely is not compulsory.
Mufti Saab, after completing Umrah, does the mahram cut the lady's hair or can we cut it ourselves?
When Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, all of them were in Ihram and they performed the Hajjatul Wida, over 120,000. How did the first person come out of Ihram? He cut his own hair. So remember, in Umrah, if you are finished with everything, you read your Salat, you perform your Tawaf, you read your Salat, you made your Sa'i between As-Safa and Marwa, everything is done, only cutting of hair is left. So you, my sister, you go there to your hotel room and then you remove your burqa and everything, and you take your scissor, take your hair together, turn it around your little finger, index finger, whatever, and then just cut one inch, and now you're out of the haram. You don't have to wait for your husband or mahram and so forth, but do all that there in the privacy of your room, not in full view of the strange men, and that is haram. So you cut yourself, totally permissible.
Mufti Saab, if the reward is bigger, if we go to Al-Aqsa first and then to Makkah?
100%, if you go to Al-Aqsa, Mubarak first, and you fasten Ihram there, and then you go for Umrah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In 2002, my wife, myself, we did that, Adha min Fadli Rabbi, Adha Rahmatun min Rabbi. The hadith is reported on the authority of Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha in Abu Dawood, and what is mentioned, Mana halla bihajjatin wa umratin min al-majjid Al-Aqsa, whosoever fastens Ihram for Umrah or Hajj, but now is Umrah time, so remember from Masjid Al-Aqsa, and you make intention of Umrah from Masjid Al-Aqsa inside, that compound 36 acres, and then you say for Umrah, and then غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَوَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Your previous sins are forgiven, your future sins are forgiven. Through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will enter Jannah. Who's the reporter? Salama radiallahu anha, the honorable wife and spouse of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Certain verses of the Quran Sharif will explain other verses. Al-Hadith yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Go study one hadith, don't jump to conclusion, go study the other ahadith. Go to Ibn Majah, Salama radiallahu anha. She left Medina Munawwara with a mahram and so forth. She went to Aqsa al-Mubarak. She fastened Ihram there and then performed Umrah. Go see Ibn Majah, the hadith is there. So you, O mother, O sister, that is what I said in yesterday's Jummah lecture in Auckland Park. Jazakallahu khair to all the imams and the trustees and musallis. That what you have to go for Umrah every 6 months, 1 year, and so forth, and make MBS happy. Go to Aqsa and show your solidarity. They're waiting for you. I can't go. I've been there 5 times. They've banned me for life, the haramis. They say I'm a danger to their security. But they're still listening to me and recording me. We're going to name them, shame them, and nail them, the haramis. So we must be very clear on this, that when you go to Aqsa, fasten ihram there, and then make intention of Umrah. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy, accept it. Last question, Mullah.
Okay, Sahab, can I give zakat to a desperate sibling of mine who genuinely needs it?
If he's a Muslim or she's a Muslim, your brother, sister, and they are in dire straits, they are really poor, then obviously you give them zakat, all that is permissible. You can't give parents, grandparents, you can't give children, grandchildren, but sideways, your brothers, sisters, uncle, aunties, nephews, nieces. But if I come to their house and I find TVs and internets and video and cell phones and cars, then it's not permissible to give them. People want to sit on their laurels, think of Hadi and collect zakat and say they are poor. Remember, all that is haram and not permissible, and zakat is not valid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.